Hello, and welcome to the OU Women's Initiative Yemei Ratzon Tefillah Challenges Focus on Ashrei, Day 4. Yesterday, we discussed the first pasuk of Ashrei, which acts as a title. This second pasuk, which also begins with the word Ashrei, is the subtitle of the tefillah. In the first pasuk, we focused on the personal, how we sit in Hashem's home, whether it be mindfully, respectfully, or even that we bring Hashem's home with us. In this pasuk, we pull back to look at ourselves as part of the nation. This is actually going to be the pattern we see throughout the tefillah. We'll vacillate between talking about Hashem very personally to talking about Hashem in a distant way. We'll describe him in relation to the whole Jewish people or even the whole world after describing him in direct relation to ourselves. Rav Schwab suggests that this may be the reason for what he calls the ancient Jewish practice called shuckling. We daven and we want to come close to Hashem. When we get close, we feel the awe of his presence and we recoil back. We then realize that this great power cares about us, and then again we draw closer. There's this push and pull that we will see throughout Ashrei. We'll talk about ourselves in relation to Hashem, and then we put back recognizing Hashem in a broader context. In the last pasuk, we talked about how lucky we are to live with Hashem. In this pasuk, we talk about how lucky we are to be part of His nation. Ashrei ha'am shekachalo, Ashrei ha'am shehashem elokav. Happy is the people who have it so, happy is the people whose Hashem is Elohim. We proclaim how happy this nation is, that kachalo, who has it so. A few weeks ago, I met someone I hadn't seen in a while, and they asked me how my foot, which I had injured a while ago, was doing. I didn't feel like getting into a whole conversation with this person, so I answered nonchalantly, as many of us often do, Baruch Hashem. In this case, Baruch Hashem meant Baruch Hashem annoying, but they didn't follow up on the question, and it got around having to answer anything more fully. Baruch Hashem is always a true answer because we know that everything that happens is only because Hashem wants it to be. Good or bad, it's all Baruch Hashem. That's what this pasuk means. Happy is the nation who has things kacha, just so. Whatever is happening to the Jewish people is kacha, just so, planned by Hashem to perfection. Sometimes things are not so pleasant, but everything is always done precisely. We are part of a nation whose survival is a miracle. Our survival happens because everything is kacha. Why is everything done with such care? The second half of the pasuk tells us, Ashrei ha'am shehashem elokav. Happy is the nation that Hashem is our God. The Jewish people have an existence that is different than any other nation. Other nations have life defined by nature. Hashem sets things in motion and it proceeds according to a general plan. For the Jewish people, Hashem is constantly fiddling with making things work out as they should and as the Jewish people need. The Malbim says that Hashem is our God, Hashem elokav, meaning, He is in our midst and He takes care of us and loves us like a shepherd takes care of his sheep. He will always be there for us, making sure his nation survives. In the first pasuk that started with Ashrei, we committed to living with Hashem, living in Hashem's home. In this pasuk, we commit to acknowledging that Hashem always lives with us. Here's today's challenge. Every day, there are newspaper headlines telling us what is happening to the Jews and to Israel or health or the country, and it's very easy to get scared. Our challenge is to read the news today and acknowledge aloud that everything is kacha, just so. Every missile, every government decision regarding COVID, every bit of anti-Semitism is kacha, perfectly and precisely planned for his nation. Have a great day.